Senator John Kerry took his presidential campaign to Ohio yesterday to talk about the economy in a state hit hard by manufacturing job losses in recent years. He criticized President Bush's economic policies, and for the second day in a row, Kerry also responded to criticism by the Bush campaign of his participation in anti-war activities in the early 1970s. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with Kerry and has this report from Cleveland.
As Kerry traveled by bus to industrial towns to talk about jobs this week, the Bush campaign has tried to keep the focus on foreign policy and national security, attacking Kerry's record and judgment in a high-profile speech by Vice President Cheney and in a new round of TV spots. Here's Kerry in Cleveland yesterday.
And he's already spent $70 million to date. At the end of this week, the $10 million they're now spending, trying to assert that I don't care about the defense of our nation, which I think is almost absurd on its face, and most Americans will probably think that.
Bush aides have also raised old questions of whether Kerry threw away ribbons he was awarded for military service, but not his medals, and whether Kerry misstated what he had done in that three-decades-old protest. Kerry, talking to reporters on his bus, said the president still faces questions about gaps in his National Guard service. And Vice President Cheney, Kerry said, quote, got every deferment in the world to avoid Vietnam. Kerry predicted that a lot of veterans will be angered by such attacks on somebody who fought for their country and served. But while the Vietnam issue persisted yesterday, the bulk of Kerry's time on this bus tour was spent talking about jobs and job losses.
This administration is standing by while the jobs are being outsourced, the jobs go overseas, and it's time for us to stand up and fight back for working Americans.
In Youngstown, Kerry spoke on a block dominated by boarded-up buildings, which once housed department stores, an old movie house, and other businesses. Kerry said that the president's tax cuts have failed to produce the 5 million jobs the president promised. Instead, in the past 3 years, job losses are near 3 million. Though that case has gotten a little harder for Kerry to make, given that last month the economy produced a robust 308,000 jobs. Kerry told his audience, though, that the Bush tax cuts overwhelmingly benefited wealthy Americans, while the middle class has seen little net benefit.
I'll bet you if I asked all of you here if your property taxes have gone up, you'd say yes. If your sales taxes have gone up, you'd say yes. If your health care premiums have gone up. If your tuitions have gone up.
The Kerry bus tour promoting jobs continues to Toledo and Ann Arbor today. The cities it's rolling through are Democratic strongholds, all places where Kerry expects to do well, but also needs to do well if he hopes to capture these key states in November. Don Gagne, NPR News, Cleveland.